Waffle Stomping, episode, we're fucking back. I'm fucking back. It's back with fucking some drunk stories. So the drunk stories are going to be a little different though, because as in my last episode, I think I took it down because I was just like, I did an episode with my old fucking castmate, Chris, and I was like, I did it and it was a great episode, but I kept listening to it. And I was like, you know what? Like, fuck this. I took it down. I was like, I'm coming back. Fuck this. I'm coming back. I'm going to come back sober. I'm not going to say the F word so many times, because every time I get drunk, the F word is every second word and it ruins stories. So I was like, I'm going to come back. I'm going to be twice as good as I was before. I'm going to have twice as good stories and it's going to be great. And I think I didn't even last a month of being away. I think it was like 3 weeks, but fuck it. We're back. But I want to thank a special man in my life right now. And it's like, this guy is like always been he's been the voice of reason. And Kenny, I fucking love you. You fucking ginger haired cocksucker. I love you. Like, Kenny, literally, I told him, I was like, man, I'm shutting down the podcast. Like, I can't get drunk. It's a trigger. It's an alcoholic trigger for me, man. It's like, I can't do the podcast sober. And he's just like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, you can't tell a fucking story drunk. You can't do this drunk. What the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, man, yeah, fuck. And I thought about it. It took me 3 weeks to think about it. I was like, man, fuck yeah, I can do this sober. Like, I can't do it high. If I was high, that would be shitty. But I can do this fucking sober. I'll just drink like 4 coffees and slam a Red Bull. That's all it'll take. And fucking away we go. So Kenny, thank you for putting me back on track. I love you. And just so you know, if you ever need me, you ever kill anyone, I will help you bury the body. I love you, you ginger fuck. All right, well, let's fucking get her going. So, yeah, I quit booze. And I quit booze on, it was 3 weeks ago, it was a Super Bowl Sunday. And my fuck, did I ever get drunk on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, you want to talk about, like, it was like my last hurrah. Like, that's what I was looking at it as. It was like, all right, I'm gonna watch this football game. I'm gonna put a lot of money down on it. I'm gonna get blackout drunk, and then I'm gonna leave it in the Lord's hands. I'm just gonna shift it over to Jesus or the good Lord or God, whatever, and be like, I want a sign. I want a fucking sign that I should stop drinking. And then I'd be like, fuck, I don't even fucking remember the Super Bowl. I went to a buddy. I don't even fucking remember anything. I just remember waking up in the morning and just like puking my face off and like looking at my phone and being like, you have won fucking $650. I'm like, what the fuck? And I put a bunch of like bets on the game, but I made stupid bets and like it worked out for me. I won $650. That's like the most I've ever fucking won on betting on sports. I've won like $20, $50. Not even over $100, and I won $650. I'm like, all right, that's the good Lord fucking telling me, like, listen, I'll fucking hook you up, but you need to quit drinking. Fuck yeah, like, all right, like, I'm done drinking. And then, like, the first fucking week was, like, hell on earth. Second week, hell on earth. And then it's like, after the second week, I was like, man, I don't think I need booze anymore. But, like, the one thing I did know is just, like, I'm fucking – all those alcoholics that when they're, like – when they say they quit and they feel, like, a million times better, that's fucking complete bullshit. Complete bullshit. If, like, anyone's just, like, yeah, I quit drinking and I fucking feel great. Like, everything is better now. Fuck that shit. It's not. I still fucking feel like shit all the time. I'm working out, trying to lose some weight. I'm a wee bit fat. But, like – I was like, what can I substitute? Because like every addict, which I clearly am an addict, needs to fucking find a different vice. And I was like, steroids. Let's just jump on the old steroid fucking wagon again. Fucking jumped on there. And like, I've been working out. I do feel better, but fucking you know? I still hate myself. I still want to get drunk off whiskey and just fucking cause trouble, but like it's just like that little voice in your head. It's like, you should drink whiskey today. Like, no, I shouldn't. You should totally get fucked. Like, no, I'm not doing that. Oh, okay. Well, then smoke some weed. Like, okay, I'll smoke weed. Deal. But like, I'm fucking let it go. Like, fucking fuck it. But the stories started piling up, and I couldn't fucking get away from them. I was like, okay, I gotta fucking tell these stories. I can't bottle these stories up, or I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. And I have like this friend, and I'm gonna get her on the cast. I already talked to her, and her name is Candace, and she was like my fucking cool ass friend from high school. She was dating one of my loser fucking buddies that was a fucking piece of shit, and after they broke up, and she started becoming an airline stewardess, and I always want to fuck her. Like, I don't know what it was. I think it's because she had like auburn hair and she kind of had like this Lindsay Lohan thing going on for her. But I just want to fuck the shit out of her. And like, she would like, she like, you know, she got into shape and shit like that, and like start posting pictures. And like, I swear to God, I would jerk off to every single one of her pictures. I was like, oh my God, I can see your nipple. Bam. Like, but like, all of a sudden she like looks me up on fuck. I didn't talk for like 4 years, and she looks me up, and oh, there is a God. She's on OnlyFans. I was like, hey, what's going on? She's like, oh, nothing. I'm on OnlyFans. Like, if you want to see me fucking like fucking fuck a dildo and shit, like, we're good. I'm like, holy fuck. I was like, ah, shit. How much? It was like, oh, it's fucking like $16 for the subscription, and then you need to pay me $50 for the video. I'm like, ah, fuck. Fuck. I just don't want to fucking spend $50. Ah, shit. So I called up my buddy Chow. And Chow's been on this fucking, on this shit before. I was like, Chow, you know fucking Candace has an OnlyFans. And I knew Chow had a big fucking thing for her. Chow. I was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, yeah, bud. She's fucking, she said she's going to fuck a dildo for fucking probably $50. He's like, fuck, I'll split it with you, Mike. Deal. And then he's like, man, there's taxes on it. I'm like, there's taxes? Was there a pussy tax? He's like, yeah, dude, it's like $33 a person. I'm like, ah, fuck, all right. So I sent it to him. And he sent me the video. And I saw the video and I was just like, yeah, it was pretty good. I maybe fired off a couple knuckle children to it, but I don't think it was, you know, it wasn't the best. And I just want to, like, I want to get her on, like, the fucking podcast and just be like, hey, listen, do you want me to fucking guide you through a dildo video? Because I will fucking guide you through it and show you. Well, maybe not show you, but I will explain to you how you fucking slam a dildo in your pussy, all right? That's what I'm going to leave it right there. She's like, I'll come on your podcast, but you're going to have to pay for it. I was like, ah, fuck. Well, I paid $33 to see you slamming a fucking dildo in your pussy like a fucking wild animal. Just fucking da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There's no fucking, there was no like, no fucking like fluency. There was no fucking like rhythm to it. I was like, all right, you come on my podcast, but we have to talk about how you're an OnlyFans whore. She's like, okay. I'm like, all right, deal. I can't fucking wait to get her on because it like, and for all the guests I've had on, I've had some fucking shitty guests. I've had some drug addict guests. I've had some fucking alcoholic guests. She's going to be the first whore guest. Fuck. She is going to be the first fucking whore that's on the fuck my podcast. And I can't wait. And I'll leave a little like bit open for it. But basically, this girl stopped being an airline stewardess, met a fucking guy in Mexico who owns a bunch of resorts. He's like a millionaire. And she just started fucking this dude and living on his resorts doing OnlyFans. All right. It's going to be good. But fuck it. We'll get on to the next shit. Because that's an up-and-coming preview, okay? But fucking what else? Oh, fuck. So is that like Tim Hortons the other week? And everybody knows, like, Tim Hortons' fucking coffee shop, whatever. It's, like, in the States, you guys have coffee shops. So you have to wait in the drive-thru. And it's, like, you ever, like, wait in a drive-thru of, like, a fucking coffee shop, McDonald's, whatever, and there's, like, a crackhead just, like, walking around, and you're, like, oh, fuck. Please don't fucking come over to me. Please don't come over to me. I can just see this crackhead. He's going, like, every fucking window, like, asking for change. I was, like, fuck. So I was in my wife's car. So I pick up this. My wife had like a bunch of quarters and loonies. A loonie is a Canadian dollar. So I pick up all these loonies and quarters. I was like, all right, that motherfucker comes to the window. I'm just going to fucking roll it down. I'm going to chuck the fucking change on the ground. And when the cocksucker's all distracted, I'm going to fucking drive up and get my coffee. Fucking, it didn't happen. He went to the fucking other car and da-da-da. And like the other car is like, I think the other car got him a coffee. I was like, holy fuck, thank fucking God. So like I drive up, get my coffee, and as I'm pulling out, I look over and like the homeless guy fucking had like a coffee from the other guy. I look over and it's like I know the homeless guy. Like I fucking know him. His name was Tony. I worked with him fucking like 7 years ago. I was like, no fucking way. So I pull up, I pull in the drive or in the fucking parking spot, like next to where he was, and I walk in, I look at him. I was like, Tony? And he like turns around, he's like, hey man, how you doing? I was like, holy fuck, bro. Like, what the fuck's going on? He's like, oh man, I'm in tough times. Ah man, my parents died and I just quit my job. I lost my car, I lost everything, man. He's like, I got a big inheritance. I got fucking, dude, I got, you know how much inheritance I got? I got the biggest inheritance ever. And I'm like, I'm thinking he's going to say like a million. He's like, $50,000. I was like, that's not a big inheritance. Like, $50,000 is shit nothing. And he's like, man, I took that $50,000 and I fucking spent it. I'm like, what the fuck did you spend it on, Tony? He's like, drugs. I spent it on drugs. And I was like, what type of drugs, Tony? He's like, well, first off, I had all that money. So he's like, I was doing cocaine. Cocaine was right fucking ready to go. Fucking coke, 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 coke. I'm like, okay. He's like, and then I just didn't have the money anymore. And I was like, oh, shit, I can't afford coke anymore. I'm going to have to find something better. I'm like, oh, here we go. It's like, I fucking started doing meth. Hey, do you know what meth is, Ryan? I was like, yeah, bud. I hang on a second. Ooh, first piss of the new fucking episode. Not even fucking wasted. Oh, Jesus. All those fucking coffees. Ooh, Jesus. Anyways, let's get my dick back here. All right, there we go. And it's like, man, like, so what happened? You started doing meth. He's like, I started doing meth, and then I started losing my mind. I was like, man, the cocaine didn't really affect your mind at all. He's like, no, the coke made me completely normal. It made me personable. It made me social. I had so many friends on cocaine. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't have a bunch of fucking friends on cocaine. You had a bunch of cokehead friends. I could afford it, and you hung out with them. That's not fucking friends. I has cokehead friends. Like, we've all gone through it. It's like, yeah, man, now I'm on meth, and I keep tweaking out, and I have, like, these fucking tremors and shit like that. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I was like, man, I don't know what to fucking do either, dude. I don't know. He's like, man, how you doing? How are you doing? I'm like, I just lied. I was like, oh, man, I have no job. I'm just living with a girl. Like, I just totally lied because I didn't want to be like, I'm doing really good. I have a fucking baby, dude. I didn't want to lie to him. Or I did want to lie to him because I was like, ah, fuck this. I just lied to him. Like, ah, I do nothing. He's like, oh, man, I hope it works out for you. I'm like, yeah, you too, man. I just got back in my car and drove away. I was like, holy fucking shit. I was like, I can't believe life can go from fucking like 0 to 100 just like that. And it's like, I heard a story, like a guy, like it was at where I work. And basically like there's like 3,000 people where I work, but like you can't fuck around with like your sick days and your call-ins, because if you call in so much, they're gonna fucking fire you. And I heard this fucking story, like this guy fucking, he went to fucking Vegas with four of his buddies, and they just got fucking, it was like for like his buddy's bachelor party. He got fucking toe up, and then they flew back from Vegas and they came to Toronto, and they had one last night of partying in Toronto. They're just doing blow, just getting fucked up. And this dude, he got all fucked up. He's like, oh, I got a call. It was a Sunday. He's like, I got a call on the work, man. I work on the Monday. So they're like, oh, dude, like just fucking like, do it. And he was so fucked up, he couldn't fucking do it. He's like, oh, fuck it, I'll do it tomorrow morning. So his friends went into his phone, found the fucking number for our work, and called work. And there's like a call-off line, right? You have to enter your fucking, your employee ID number and you have to do all this shit. They called like human resources. They called HR and they pretended to be him. And I guess they were fucked. And they're just like, yeah, hey, we're fucking, I'm too drunk to come in. I've been fucking doing blow all night, so I'm not coming in. And left his name and pretended to be him. And then the following Monday, they called him in. They're like, what the fuck? And he's just like, I have no idea what the fuck that was about. And they were like, really? They're like, because we could hear you yelling in the background. They're like, we're going to let you go. They fucking fired him because his buddies called in, left a drunk message in HR, and he was yelling in the background, and they heard him, and they fucking fired him. And that dude's life is like over. I was like, how the fuck is that real life that you would do that to a guy? Like, that's fucking literally insane. So like that dude's life is fucking shit now. It's like right in the fucking shittered. I was like, dude, I'm like, if I was that guy, I would start doing meth. I was like, I'm going to fucking start doing meth. Fuck it. And then it was like 2 days later, it's like, I was like going through fucking Facebook or whatever. And it was just like, woman gouges her eyes out while high on meth. I'm like, no fucking way. So I like looked into it, Googled it and shit. It was actually a thing. It was like a woman in fucking Ohio got like ripped up on meth for like 6 days. And then on like the 6th day, she thought that like her eyes were like a gateway to the devil. So she just took a butter knife, and just fucking ripped her fucking eyes out. And now she's fucking blind in the hospital. She came down from the meth and was like, I can't see. Like, yeah. Too bad you couldn't see what meth does to you, you stupid cunt. Like, you're literally, like, you're eyeless now. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it's just nuts how, like, what people will do when they're fucking high on meth. It's like, at least with heroin, at least you bang that shit in your arm and you just go to sleep. Like, you're not going to be, like, you're going to be up in, like, 8 days. Like, imagine marijuana. Imagine cannabis or weed. Imagine, like, you smoke weed for 5 days, and then, like, the 5th day you start thinking, like, yeah, I'm going to cut my fucking hand off. It doesn't do shit for me. You just cut your fucking hand off. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, well, since I quit drinking, I guess I'm not going to start doing meth. I'm not going to start doing anything. I'm just going to fucking stick to the weed. And just do that. And it's like, fuck too, because like I've spent, when I would buy alcohol or when I would buy booze, like whiskey, I would buy like a fucking $40 bottle. And that $40 bottle would last me. Since I quit drinking and started smoking weed, I literally spent about $200 a week on weed. $200 a week on weed. I spend more on fucking weed than a lot of meth heads do on meth. And I do that to keep sober. To keep my fucking mind straight so I don't end up living in a fucking van down by the fucking river. Like, Jesus Christ. I literally work a full day for my weed addiction. Like, 5-day work week. Monday, that's all going to weed. Tuesday, that's going to bills. What the fucking shit is going on? Oh, Jesus Christ. But, oh, fuck, too. It's like, since I got sober, I started, like, going through the house and, like, cleaning out, like, the house. And, like, that's all I do is, like, clean the house, look after the fucking kid. And I had a bunch of boxes downstairs in my basement I never really knew anything about. And I was like, oh, they're from, like, 10, 15 years ago. And I went through them. And it's a little creepy. But I went to school for police foundations. But after that, I went to school for psychology because I want to be a lawyer, apparently. Until I realized that to become a lawyer, you need like 140 grand for fucking law school. So when I was in psychology fucking at university, I got in this weird thing with serial killers. Like, I don't know what it was, but I just was like so like obsessed with serial killers. And I basically started to collect serial killer memorabilia. So I had letters from serial killers, like from prison letters that people would sell on the internet. So I had a letter from the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez. He was the one like California that was like breaking into women's houses and like killing them and raping them and shit. I had a letter that he wrote a woman, and it was for a banana bread recipe. And I actually made the banana bread recipe that the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, fucking sent to a woman, and it was great. It was great banana bread. He got it from his mother, apparently. But I was like, fuck, man. Like, what the fuck? I started going through all this. And the one thing that it was like, it was my prized possession. It was something that no one else had. And if you know who John Wayne Gacy is, John Wayne Gacy is the killer clown. He used to dress up as a clown, and he would abduct boys, and he'd rape them and kill them, and he would bury them in his basement. And I used to tell people, like, I had certain stuff, and they'd be like, you're fucking glorifying. I'm like, I'm not enjoying or glorifying the fact that they killed children or killed boys or raped people or da-da-da. It's the fact that they're real-life monsters. They are. They're not – they are, like, Stephen King's It, the killer clown. He got that. He took that from John Wayne Gacy, killing kids and shit like that. It's like, I had the real It's. Fucking stuff. And I bought this fucking shit, and it was the second last John Wayne Gacy autograph, and he autographed it on a fucking picture of Pogo the clown, which is the clown he used to dress up as when he killed kids. So he drew a picture of Pogo the clown, signed it, and fucking sold it. And I bought it off another collector, and I had this, and I found it. I was like, holy fucking shit. And this is like probably 20 years ago. Oh, it's 2007, 17. This is like fucking 14 years ago, 15 years ago. And it's like, I had it. And I tell people at work about it, and they're like, man, what the fuck? And like, when I was going through that box, I was like, what the fuck? I just found all this serial killer shit, and I started adding it up because I could remember how much I spent on it. I was like, 300, 4, 600, 800. Dude, there's like fucking $4,000 or $5,000 in serial killer memorabilia in my fucking basement. I was like, God, I gotta, like, now that I'm sober, I gotta get rid of this shit. If my fucking kid ever grew up and found that, she'd think I was like obsessed with serial killers or some shit. Like, oh, for fuck's sakes. So I got rid of all that and threw it out, but fuck. What are we at? 23 minutes? Fuck. I got one last little fucking story, and I got a bunch more that I'm going to fucking save for the next week and all that, but I fucking got some weed brownies off this guy, Dougie. I've talked about him before. Fucking love this Dougie guy at work. He's like, basically, if you took a fucking like 1980s bully and then brought him to like this time, and then I was like, you can't be a bully anymore because the rainbow crowd will fuck you up. It's basically that. He's like a beaten dog in a fucking cage of like as a bully. But he's a nice guy. So I was like hanging out with him. He's like, man, like, what the fuck? Are you on steroids again? And I was like, oh, yeah, I just got a bunch of steroids. He's like, can I have some? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. And I gave this dude steroids before. And it wasn't steroids. I gave him testosterone. I only gave it to him because I was interested to what would happen to him if he took his personality and just jacked it 55 fucking percent on testosterone. Just went nuts. But nothing. He was pretty cool on it, whatever. So like, I was like, man, yeah, I'll give you some more testosterone, whatever. He's like, I'll get you some brownies, bro. He's like, I'll make you a fucking batch of brownies, fucking weed brownies tomorrow. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, that'd be great. Appreciate it. Next day he comes in, he's got a big fucking tray of brownies. He's like, here you go. I give him the steroid shit like that. And he's like, man, let me know how they are. I don't know if they're too fucking potent or what the fuck. Yeah, no worries. So I work with this other guy, Gordy. Fucking love Gordy. He's like an old fucker. Fucked away all his money on the stocks and all this shit. But he just likes to do drugs and hang out and shit now. Like, Gordy, I got some fucking weed brownies. I'm like, let me know how the fuck they are. He's like, all right, I gave them to him. Fucking next day at work, Gordy's like, oh, yeah, they were really mellow. They were good, man. They were good. I'm like, fuck, eh? That was a Friday. So that Friday night, I fucking hammered back half the tray of brownies. Nothing happened. Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to stop. I went back, I ate a fucking entire fucking, like literally 75% of a tray of brownies. Nothing happened. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go back to work last Monday, fucking see Dougie boy. I'm like, Dougie, what the fuck is with those brownies? I'm like, nothing happened, bro. He's like, oh, fuck, man, I didn't tell you. He's like, I made the brownies, but I made brownies for my wife and for me. I fucking gave you my wife's brownies. There was no fucking weed in them. I'm like, okay, so your wife took the weed brownies? He's like, no, I stopped her, but you got the shitty brownies. So I started thinking, I was like, man, like, I gave those to Gordon. He said that he was like, they got them high. He's like, there was no weed in them. So I like fucking go back to her and Gordon, how are those brownies again? He's like, they're really mellow, man. They're really mellow, man. There was no weed in them. He's like, oh, man, really? I'm like, yeah, dude, you just got the placebo effect. You literally just ate something that I told you was going to get you fucked, and you got fucked because I told you that. He's like, oh, shit, man. Jesus fucking Christ. You old motherfuckers. You're fucking either lying to me about drugs or you're selling me things that aren't drugs. Like, Jesus Christ, but fuck it. What are we at here? Fucking 26 minutes. That's a long cocksucking time, so I'm going to smoke some hash and drink a bunch more coffee. So, motherfuckers, we're back at it like a crack addict. And I'm not going to stop. I don't give a fuck. So, since I did the fucking intro the old way, I'm going to do the outro the old way. So, keep your assholes clean and your feet motherfucking dirty.